Yeah.
Afternoon, Ayuri.
Hi, Sandy. It's Matt here.
Hi.
Hey, I got Nikki here on the line for your call that we had scheduled for this time. It's still a good time for you, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to go. It's going to take about 45 minutes. She's going to take over actually from here, kind of go over some things, check everything here. I let her know that you go by Sandy and not Sandra.
Great.
And then obviously your last name is pronounced Ayuri. So she's going to go ahead, like I said, and just confirm everything, make sure we got all the I's dotted too, and then she's going to start working on some other things with you. So she's just going to take over the call from here, okay?
All right. So I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Do you guys cancel the current people that we have, or do I have to do
No, that? You're going to have to do that. Yeah, you're just going to have to call them and just say, hey, you know what? You know, we're no longer wanting to use you guys, and we've decided to go a different direction, and then we can just take over from there.
Right.
So, okay. Yeah, unfortunately, we can't cancel another subscription you have with somebody else. I wish we could,
like,
but...
Like a phone service, huh? I know,
yeah.
Because they're going to be
a
pain in the neck.
It's like you went to Verizon, and you were with AT&T originally, right? So that's kind of the same difference now.
No, they would cancel it, though, the phone company.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, wow. I've never had that happen. I guess they're getting more.
You haven't?
What?
Well, they do that. They do it in Connecticut. I don't know if they do it in California.
Man, that's treating it.
I know, right? They're doing something good.
Yeah,
here.
No. Unfortunately,
much,
we can't cancel for you, but I wish we could.
I'll do it.
Okay, no worries. And Nikki's on the line here. Nikki, this is Sandy. Sandy, this is Nikki.
Hi.
Hi, Sandy. Thank you so much for making time. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much, Matt. Oh, I think he's already ended a call. All right. So these calls may be monitored and recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Sandy, thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal for today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
All right. Do you have a direct line?
Yep, I actually have a direct line at 6628.
What are the first digits?
Oh, okay. So you just have to call the number 877-635-6625, and my line is 6628.
Okay. What was 877-635? What?
6225.
And then your extension is 6628. Okay.
Yes, 6628. All right.
I know, and I have that phone somewhere, but now it's all on one sheet. Okay.
All right, gotcha. So, yep, as you see, they already signed the terms and conditions, and you're done setting up the security question with Matt. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here, Sandy. Your business name is called IUD Construction and Materials, correct?
Yes.
All right. And the address that I want here, this 190 Camp Street, Plainville, Connecticut, 06062.
Yes.
And is this a home address or an office location?
No, it's office.
Office, gotcha. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes.
Amazing. Will you be able to read to me your business license number and the expiration date? Just let me know if it's not handy.
Well, I don't know what you mean by business license number.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you want the State of Connecticut registration, tax registration number?
Okay, so when you register your business in the state, some state doesn't require license and some state do. Does your state require you the business license or no?
No.
Okay.
There is a Connecticut tax registration number.
All right, that's okay. I'll note it here that it doesn't require any license, but you do have a business registration, as you have mentioned, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And are you insured?
Yes.
Sounds great. All right. I'll note it here then. And also, Sandy, are you open to publicly displaying your office address? Will Google have the rewards verified addresses with better local rankings? Are you okay to share your address online, or do you want to hide it?
No, you can put it online.
Gotcha.
People come,
all right.
They come here all the time to buy whatever, topsoil or stone or whatever.
All right. And I want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
No.
Okay.
The mail is okay. A P.O. box.
Okay. Can you provide me that mailing address?
Yes, P.O. Box 279,
mm-hmm.
Plainville, Connecticut, 06062.
Gotcha. So we have P.O. Box 279, Plainville, Connecticut, 06062.
Yes, the post office will not deliver to our work site.
Mm-hmm. All right. And later in the call, Sandy, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on your primary phone number, 860-747-5534?
Okay.
Okay. And I just want to make sure that I got here your correct email address, and that's sd.aud.ar@gmail.com.
Yes.
All right. Let me see. Oh, and do you already have a business website?
Nope. You guys are making one for me.
Yeah, sure. If you don't have a new website yet, that's nothing to worry. We're going to go ahead and create a website for you. We will build a modern, mobile-friendly website engineered for conversion. So let me just go ahead and pull up some website URL options or domain name for you to choose from. And I always suggest, Sandy, that we have a shorter domain name, so it's going to be easier for your clients to remember. Do you have any domain name in mind so I can go ahead and check if it's available? Because iudconstructionandmaterials.com or .net really is very long. So can we shorten this?
Sure.
Okay. Do you have anything in mind, or can we do iudconstruct.com, or what do you think?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so let's have this as your domain name. And just in case that you will cancel your services with us, you can have this domain name for $99, okay?
If we cancel.
Yep, if you cancel, and if you wanted to keep the domain name.
Okay.
All right. And since we'll be creating a website for you, I'm going to go ahead and ask you a few questions with regards to the site that we will be working. So,
But you know what? I don't know about this domain name.
Do you want to change the domain name? So this
maybe.
Okay. What do you want? Let me see. Okay. What do you domain name?
Can you hold on
you
a minute?
Want?
I'm going to hold on. I'm going to go get my brother because I know. He always says to me, "Well, what'd you do that for? You should have done this."
Okay.
You can hold on for 1 minute. I'm going to see if I can go find him. Hold on.
All right.
Okay, he's here.
All right.
Hold on. Let me put you, see if I can put you on speaker. All right, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, domain name.
Yep, so the domain name that we have here is iudconstruct.com. So do you want to change this?
iudconstruct.com.
No, that should be okay, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, he says that's okay.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and proceed and finalize this domain name. Okay, so now that we will be talking about the website, I'm going to ask you questions with regards to the site that our team will create for you, okay? So, what brand colors or color scheme would you like on your website?
Color scheme.
Oh, orange and white.
Orange and white.
Okay, let's do orange and white. And what are your top 3 to 6 services that you want to feature on your homepage?
Top 3 or top 6?
Yeah, top 3 to 6. You can add until 6 services.
That's why you're here. Oh,
I got to think about this a second here now.
Or you can add like 3 for now, and you can always update this anyways.
Mm-hmm.
If you say materials, it gets geared towards that. There's no...
Is that true?
In between.
Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I didn't get it.
Oh, he said if you say, like, concrete construction, everything gets geared towards that. If you say materials, everything gets geared towards that. Is that true?
Yeah, but if you can provide also some specific service, then that will also be very helpful. But if you want me to add concrete constructions, then we can also add it here.
All right, how about, like, hauling and materials?
Yep, that would do.
Do that.
So if you do concrete construction.
Mm-hmm.
Hauling.
Mm-hmm.
You need to spell this to the dummy homeowner who doesn't know.
So topsoil.
So topsoil.
Delivery, okay.
Stone
mm-hmm.
delivery.
That's 4. Anything else? Blocks. Want to throw that in?
No.
No.
Mulch delivery.
Mm-hmm. One more.
Okay. All right. That's it for now.
All right. So have 5. That's concrete constructions, hauling, topsoil delivery, stone delivery, and mulch delivery. All right. And do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions on your website?
No.
Okay. So you can skip it. And do you want to have reviews outside Google that you want to be displaying your website?
What do you mean?
Like, do you have any reviews, like, for example, from Yelp, Angie's, or Facebook that you would like to be displayed in your website? Or if you don't, if you don't want to display your reviews from Yelp or Angie's and Facebook to your site, then that would be okay. You can skip
it. Yeah, you can do that.
Mm-hmm. But for this, will you be able to provide me a link? Or let me see it. If I can pull up your Yelp and Facebook, and we can have it on your website. Okay. Yep, I see it here. I do see your Facebook and your Yelp page. Okay. And do you have videos or pictures that you specifically want to be represented in your site?
Oh, the pictures that are on the Google or on the website are the ones that we, you know, the most current ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, will you be able to send it to us or upload it to your dashboard?
Want us to upload that?
To your dashboard. Have you checked your dashboard or not yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, that's all right. I will be resending you the email where you can log in through your dashboard here in Local Splash app. In Local Splash, and we also have this, what we call this Local Splash app, so it will be convenient for you. You can have it in your phone. And the thing is, I really do highly suggest, Sandy, that you send us photos for the marketing, because we don't want you to grab photos from your website or from anywhere, because it might ruin the quality, and we really wanted to work with high-quality photos. Would that be okay?
Yes, I'll have to go dig them up, but I probably can do that.
All right. Yep, you can send it once you have spare time. And do you want to include a gallery of before and after photos on your site?
We can.
We don't have any.
Okay.
I don't know if we have any befores.
You don't have any before for now. Just only after photos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or during.
Okay. And would you like to enable online payments on your site? Like PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, credit cards.
You want to do that online?
No.
Okay, he says no.
Okay. And would you like your customers to be able to book directly on your site?
No.
Okay. All right,
yes.
We can skip this. Mm-hmm. And are there any special features that you would like to add in your site? For example, are you familiar with AI chat widget? Would you like to have it, or do you want to skip that part?
What does AI chat do? Does that, then do I have to be looking at this website all the time and monitoring it?
Actually, for the AI chat, it's like your frequently asked questions, that it's like a chat bot. So it's not like
no,
you can...
Mm-hmm. But people ask questions that you'd never even imagine they would ask.
All right. So, yep, you can skip it for now. And are there any websites that you like, Sandy, or like from competitors or others? Or what do you like about them? Maybe we can use it as a reference. Or you haven't really checked anyone's website?
No, haven't really checked anyone's website.
Okay. All right. You can skip this. And do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your site? For example, BBB or some manufacturer brands?
Say that again, please.
Yeah. Do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your site? For example, manufacturer brands or some BBB.
Would you show your homeowner improvement license number or something on your site?
Should have it on there, but you don't have to show it.
Mickey?
Yep. Would you like it to be shown on the website? So I can add it here. It's homeowner improvement contractor license, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So if you can send it to us through an email, then that would be very helpful. And let me just note that. So you don't have the business license number, so I'll just skip this part. Is there anything specific you want to see on your website that we haven't covered?
Yep, what we've talked about is good.
Okay. Anyway, Sandy, if you would like to have a deeper conversation about your site layout or advanced features, I can book you a call with our website team. or with a design specialist? Would you like me to book you a call with them, or would you like to check your website first before you want to talk with them?
Why don't we check the website first, and then we can, I mean, it's not hard to change it, is it?
Yep, it's actually easy to change, but if there's anything like some advanced features that you would like, then I can always, you can always send us a message or an email and let us know if you want to talk with our website team. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And that's it for the website. Let's go ahead and set up your call tracking, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line. So your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Slash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just go ahead, Sandy, and check the call tracking number that my team sets up for you. Let me know if you're okay with this phone number so we can finalize it, okay?
So okay, the number you know that mm-hmm. I think we need to have the call directed to Chris's cell phone, not the office phone.
Oh, okay. Let me have
I'm
that.
I'm not in the office all the time.
Okay. So we will not be setting up with the phone number that ends with 5534, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Can you provide me the phone number that we will set up the call tracking to?
860-209-6257.
Okay, so I got 860-209-6527.
6257.
Yep, 6257, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we will set up your call tracking. I'm going to go ahead and update here. So the call tracking that they got for you, Sandy, that would be the 860-370-2554. Are you okay with this phone number?
Yeah, I guess that's okay.
Okay. Anyways, after we end the call, I will do a test call to this tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting? We do have a one-time fee of $19 for this, Sandy, and we'll record and implement a brand-quality greeting in your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you'll hear a ring on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling at UD Construction and Materials. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. We can use the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then a team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
No, we don't think so. Not right now.
All right. That's okay. You can always add it anytime if you'd be interested, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, are you familiar with Google Workspace?
No.
Okay. So Google Workspace, Sandy, allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents in your own domain. So you already have a domain name. That's iudconstruct.com. And with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant credibility. For example, you can have an email that says sandy@iudconstruct.com or info or office@iudconstruct.com. And that would build immediate trust with prospects and enables your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. We do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. Is that a step you'd like to add to your growth toolkit?
No, because I am the team.
Okay. Yep, no worries about that. And if ever you'd be interested, you can always add it anytime also, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me just have it here. Okay. And now we're going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So yes, as you have mentioned earlier, and my research here suggests that you do provide those services like construction, concrete construction, correct?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay. So what's the number one service you want to win? Like which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
All of them.
Okay. So it's going to be like the one that you mentioned earlier, hauling, topsoil delivery, stone delivery, mulch delivery, right?
Yes.
Okay. But anyways, I have pulled up some top performing industry keywords for you under concrete construction. I'm going to go ahead and read it. And let me know if you're okay with this keywords, if there's anything you want me to take out or change any from the list. Because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus should be ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy. Just reply if you want to make updates, okay?
Okay.
But let me ask you, Sandy, would you like to be found first with a keyword concrete construction contractor or concrete contractor? Or concrete services, what do you think?
We're thinking. Yeah.
Concrete services.
Concrete services.
All right, concrete services. So let's have that. And I pulled up some top performing industry keywords. Let me know if there's anything you want me to take out from the list. So I have here, after concrete services, we have a concrete contractor. Let me just update the services here. Okay. We have concrete contractor, concrete driveway installation, concrete driveway repair, concrete slab insulation, concrete foundation insulation, concrete foundation repair, poured concrete wall insulation, concrete patio insulation, concrete walkway insulation, concrete sidewalk installation, stamped concrete insulation, decorative concrete, concrete finishing, concrete overlay, concrete resurfacing, concrete sowing, concrete removal, concrete flat work repair, concrete floor coating, and commercial concrete services. Are you okay with all these keywords?
Okay with all of those? Yes, we are.
Okay. Are there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
You say concrete sidewalks?
Yeah. We have here concrete sidewalk. Yeah, we already have concrete sidewalk installation.
You have concrete floor installation?
You have here concrete floor. Oh, we only have concrete floor coating. I can add concrete floor installation.
Yeah, please.
Okay. Do you have any other keywords?
He's shaking his head now.
I think we caught, from that section, we caught all of it.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Anyways, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, you can reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let me just date that. Okay. And now just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you both, may I have your brother's name, Sandy? I'm sorry, I haven't addressed him well properly.
Chris.
All right. So now, just a few questions for both of you, Chris and Sandy, so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So, yep, my question for you both is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Personalized service.
Family owned for over 75 years.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Hmm?
Family owned for over 75 years. Okay. All right. Do you offer free estimates?
Yes.
Okay. Is this locally owned and operated?
Yes.
Okay, we have a very good description to start. Do you want to add more? Well, anyways, having a personalized service and family-owned for over 75 years is a very strong point already, okay? And do you have a mission statement?
Look in your drawer. There's some envelopes in there that have the mission statement on it. I think. We're looking.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's take a time.
Is it?
Or let me know if you want to hear what I have for you. I actually prepared a list of mission statements.
Okay. What's your list?
Okay, so I have here, at IUD Construction and Materials, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have here at IUD Construction and Materials, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. The third one is at IUD Construction and Materials, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. The fourth one is at IUD Construction and Materials, we build on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction, and value creation. And the last one is at IUD Construction and Materials, our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service.
Like the number two, honesty and fairness. Can you read number two again?
Yep. So we have here at IUD Construction and Materials, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers.
Or what's the last one, number five?
Yep. The last one is we have here at the IUD and IUD Construction and Materials, our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service.
And what was number four?
We have here, we build on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction, and value creation.
He recorded you and he's re-listening to them. I mean five.
What's five again?
Focus on customer needs in order to something. What's five
again? In order to focus on a customer's needs in order to provide the highest quality service.
Like that one?
Yeah, I like that one.
Number five.
All right, let's work on that. And do you have a tagline or slogan?
Committed to our customers for over 75 years.
Mm-hmm. That's committed to our customers for over 75 years. All right. And how many years have you been in business?
Over 75.
Yeah, over 75. And do you have a specific year in that?
4 years.
Where'd you come up with that? 1928.
Oh, 1928.
1928.
20 years?
I call it 98.
Oh, 98 years.
98 years. So that's 1928. All right. And how many years of experience do you have?
40 years experience.
40 years.
40 years. Mm-hmm. That's 40? Okay, gotcha. That's 40 years. That doesn't sound like you are. So I have 40 years of experience. And how many people work with your company?
What do you mean, like employees?
It doesn't have to be like full-time employees, but just an approximate count of people actively participating in the operation of your company on a regular basis.
Let's say 10.
10. All right. We have a good number here. And do you work with residential, commercial, or you do both?
Both.
All right. And I just want to check here if I got your... Okay, so there's no hours of operation yet. Can you provide me your hours of operation?
7 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Monday.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Friday.
Monday through Friday.
Yeah, and then Saturdays, 7 a.m. till 12:30 p.m.
7 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. How about Sundays? Are you closed?
Closed.
Okay. We have 7 to 4:30 p.m. from Monday through Fridays and 7 to 12:30 on Saturdays and close on Sundays. And what types of payment do you accept?
Cash, checks, or credit cards.
All right. We have cash, checks, or credit cards. So now that we have your business information, you do have two options. The first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And this is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you this option because blanketing 100 directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. So you'll appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So which option do you prefer?
The one, I guess.
All right, let's work with the first
one.
Yeah, the less spam one. We get enough spam calls.
All right, yep. So let's work with that. Let me see. Okay. All right. So now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key asset for booking high-value jobs. So, yep, I see it here that your business is located in Plainville, Connecticut. So which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? Also, I would like to give my suggestion because, of course, I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes. Do you think we could work on that?
Sure. But we go everywhere.
Would you like to do counties instead? That should be under 2 hours driving distance.
Yeah, maybe
okay.
Counties instead.
Okay. Yeah, we can do counties. But it should be under 2 hours driving distance so your Google Business Profile will not get suspended, okay?
That's fine.
All right. So let me just pull it up here. And can you provide me your counties or zip codes or cities? Mm-hmm. One moment here.
County.
Okay.
Middlesex County.
Well, let me just try to add it here one by one. Okay. All right. Okay, so can you provide me the county? I'm sorry.
Hartford County.
Hartford County.
Mm-hmm. Middlesex County.
All right, Middlesex.
And New Haven County.
And New Haven. They only got 3? All right, so I got here Hartford County, Middlesex, and New Haven.
Now that would be the main, yeah.
Gotcha. All right. And I see that you have an existing Google Business Profile, correct? Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I see it here that you have 9 reviews. Okay. And I just want to make sure, Sandy and Chris, does your Google business profile have the same name as you have in your insurance and in your business registration? Because we will need a name to match in case we need to do a verification in Google, okay? And also, in order to optimize, we will need manager access to it. Do you have access to your Google business profile?
I don't really know what that means.
Like, will you be able to add this as manager to your Google business profile so we can optimize? Like, do you remember?
No.
Okay. Let me see.
I don't really know how to do it. I have to cancel that, the other people.
Okay.
No idea. I don't really know how that works.
Okay. So with regards to your Google business profile, we actually don't want you to have duplicate accounts because that is not going to be very helpful. So the case of what Google will do is they will take down or suspend if they will see that you have duplicate accounts, okay? And since your Google...
I don't want to have to for that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No worries. Let's figure this one out. Let me see. So you're not the one who created the Google business profile, correct? Was it the other company?
Correct. It was, Consumer was.
Okay. And did they give you access or did they use your email when they created the Google business profile for you or no? Or they didn't tell you anything?
I don't know.
Okay. Would you like me to go ahead and check it with you?
That'd be great.
Okay. We can go to your regular browser. Are you in front of your computer right now? Or phone, that would be okay.
Yeah.
We'll just have to check. Okay, so go to the regular browser and type in business.google.com/locations. Let's see if your Google business profile right now is associated to your email.
It's business dot what?
Yeah, business.google.com/locations with S on it for the locations. Just let me know if you're ready on the page.
I'm on the page.
Okay. Did you see your business name?
Yeah, IUD Construction and Materials LLC.
Gotcha. All right. Can you please see profile? Tap on see profile.
You manage this business profile or your business profile? Which one?
Your business profile. See your business profile. And when you tap on that see your business profile, it should route you to the page where you see edit profile, profile strength, things like that. Were you able to pull it up?
Business profile interactions, how people discovered you.
Hmm.
You showed your business profile and results. Overview calls, bookings, directions, website clicks.
Okay, that's what the page suggests you.
Hang on. Let me look at this other one.
Okay. If you get to the page, we'll see your business in Google, and there's edit profile, read reviews, photos, posts.
I see. Okay, edit profile, review.
Gotcha. All right. On the profile strength, that's usually beside your business in Google, did you see three dots?
Cell phone, but hang on a minute here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you talk about the three dots?
Yes, three dots, anywhere in the screen. It's usually beside the profile strength word.
Yeah, Okay, I can go to the edit itself,
mm-hmm.
but not the three dots.
You didn't see any three dots on the page?
No. No. Like I said, my screen on my cell phone doesn't open up that wide. I'm pretty sure it would be up there, but it's just not there.
Okay. Let me see. We actually need the three dots for your top pin because it will route you to the business profile settings where you'll be able to add this as manager. I'll try to check another way for you to be able to add this as manager.
Add it in?
We can actually do that under edit profile. We can only do it on the three dots on the page itself. So let me see. Okay. So on your Google Business Profile, so did you see that this is under, is it associated with the Gmail sd.iud.ar@gmail.com?
It is?
Okay. So no, how about this?
I can't find
okay.
that.
Mm-hmm. But you were able to pull it up, right? So that means to say the email that was associated on that device that you're using is the one that was set up on your Google Business Profile.
It was?
Okay. Yeah, since you were able to pull it up. You were able to pull it up with the address that I sent, the page that I asked you to go into. So this is what we're going to do then. I will tell our Google Profile team to send you our invitation instead, so it will be easier for you. How about that? I will send you.
You want me to share the mm-hmm. profile, get more reviews?
Yep. Without the three dots, where we go to your profile settings, you can add this as manager, where we can optimize your profile. And since you were not able to pull up the three dots.
You're going too fast for me there, my dear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry.
Come up to another spot that says get more reviews. Share your review form with past customers, and then it says share profile. After share profile, there are three dots.
There's three dots. Can you tap on the three dots, please?
When I tap on the three dots, it says learn more or dismiss.
Okay, that's not the three dots that we're looking into.
Okay.
Yep. So usually it's always on, like, beside the profile strength word. So that's where you see, actually earlier you're on the right page where you see the edit profile, read reviews, photos, but we're not able to pull up the profile strength. Since it doesn't allow you to do that. Mm-hmm.
Question, answer, offer, add event, cover photo, logo, add update. What's edit services? Is that just the... Initial, oh yeah, that's just the initial stuff. Okay.
Okay.
You might be better off on the big screen.
Yep. Will you be able to check it on computer?
We're gonna transfer you to another phone. Hang on one sec, okay?
Okay.
Computer screen.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, if this way is not going to work, I will try to do another way for you, okay? So.
What are we looking for?
Three dots.
Well, there's yep. three dots here, but, well, here.
All right, she found three dots. It says profile strength and after
gotcha.
That.
Gotcha. That's it. Can you tap on the three dots, please?
Yeah, okay, she did.
And
the
then
profile.
You see. Gotcha. Tap on the business profile settings.
Okay.
And did you see managers or people in access?
Yes, people in access.
Sounds good. Can you tap on it, please? And there's an add button.
So it says primary owner, me, and then it has owner, consumer, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then owner, Chris Iudi.
Mm-hmm.
And then OLS One Manager. I don't know what that means.
Okay, so that means to say you are the owner of the Google Business Profile. You already have access, so you'll be able to add this as manager.
Okay?
So on that add button, it will route you to the email address box.
What?
Okay, so when you tap on add, there you should see an email address box.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to read to you the local splash listing number. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, put it on the email address box. That's 552-554-6200, and you should see the local splash listings popping up.
Oh, yes. Okay. Click on
that. Yeah, click on that and then add that as manager, and you should receive a pending notification.
Okay.
All right. And I will check it here in my end if I see your invite, just to make sure. So that means to say you are the owner of that, and the other, your old company is already still the manager. So if you would be comfortable of taking them out, then it depends to you, because you can have more than one or
two. I'm just removing the group, right?
Yeah. If you want to remove them, then they will not have any access to your Google Business profile at all. So if you add us right now, and once our Google team will accept this invitation, then we will have access and we can work on that, okay?
Did I remove the OLS1 business group? I don't know what that is.
I'm not also familiar with that. Oh, I received your invitation right now. So the OLL, I think that was from your old company that was working on it.
Oh.
So if you're not comfortable, you can take that out. Anyways, you will add as you'll already add this as manager, and we can optimize your Google Business profile. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for that. And let me see. Okay. And to have your Google Business profile verified, I do understand that it's already been verified, but just in case, we actually need this on file. We sent you an email, Sandy, that says, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, so can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible, your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and birthplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we will be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, Sandy and Chris, one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
What is it?
Okay, so we do automated posts. So our team will do automated posts, like a weekly post in your Google Business profile, because that is very helpful for the optimization. In case or if ever you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, if you don't like our weekly post, you can always edit or delete it to your dashboard. So would you like me to activate this for you? Because I highly suggest.
Is it an additional cost?
No additional cost for that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Because I wanted you to maximize what we offer. Again, especially that it is helpful for your Google Business profile. And let's talk about Yelp now. So you already have a Yelp page, right?
I never really set up a Yelp page.
There's something,
he says.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I actually see a Yelp page. And there's a review. But it doesn't really sound good. This is only a one-star review here. But let me see if this is yours. Okay. So you're not familiar with the Yelp page. Should that mean to say you don't have any access to it?
Okay. You want access to Yelp too?
Yeah. If you would like us to optimize your Yelp profile for a better lead flow, then you can add us as admin to your Yelp page. Would you like us to optimize? Okay. So I will be sending you an email for that, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let's talk about your Facebook business page. Do you currently have a business Facebook page? Oh, I see. Okay, I see that you do. And do you have access to this Facebook page?
No.
Okay.
Well, and
I will ask you.
Oh, you do?
But I don't remember what I did.
Okay, actually, the Facebook business page that you created is usually linked to a personal Facebook. So do you have access?
Yeah, but I, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I made up one because I didn't want it linked to my personal Facebook, because none of my friends care about this stuff.
Okay. So when you made up that Facebook business page, did you create a dummy personal Facebook for that?
Yes.
Okay. Do you still have access to this?
Yes, I'm looking at it right now.
Gotcha. Sounds good. Because we'll ask you to grant us admin access.
Sandra DiVincenzo.
Okay. So can you grant us admin access so we can optimize? So this is what we're going to do, Sandy. I will be sending you a secure one-click link to grant us partner access to your Facebook business page. Once added, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information, so please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know. And since you do have Facebook ads included in your package, which is a very good package that you have with us, I will be sending you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running. Okay? And you don't have to worry. We will not have any access to your personal Facebook. We will only be working directly with your Facebook business page through the link, through the special link. So on that link,
doesn't
actually...
Doesn't matter. It's a fake one anyway.
All right. So I'm sending you an email right now. But, yeah, we're not going to have any access to your personal Facebook, only with a business Facebook page. So I'm sending you the email, and I hope you'd be able to add us to your Facebook business page as soon as possible so that our Facebook team can work on your Facebook ads in a correct timeline, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let's talk about your Facebook ads, the one that I just mentioned that is already part of the package. Okay. Let me just update your Facebook ads here. And for your Facebook ads, Sandy, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or would you like to have our creative team to handle this for you?
What, on Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook ads.
Oh. Have the team. Yes, you guys can do it.
Okay, so I will have it here, have the creative team handle. But you have some photos that you can send, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And for your Facebook ads, there are three lead response methods. We have this form fill, calls, and Facebook Messenger. You can choose only one, okay? And we recommend using form fill because it will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. The other options, Sandy, are calls or Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fill. So which one would you like to use?
I think form fill.
Okay.
I hate answering these people on Facebook because half of them just want to make a comment, a silly comment, or they're from California or something. It doesn't even apply to us.
That's why we really don't highly recommend the other options aside from the form fill. Yeah. But for transparency, we just let you know that those are the other options, though. All right. And, yep, I do see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Well, Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google exactly when and where prospects look for your services. So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks. And investing here, Sandy, can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you would be interested, you can always add this anytime. So we have a $300 campaign to maximize results for Google Ads, okay? You can add this anytime if you'll hear this from anywhere, and you'd be interested in it. You have it in a local splash. All right.
Okay, we'll do that at a later time if we feel that it's necessary.
Gotcha. And our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out as needed? Can we call you anytime if you have concerns with regards to your account?
Do you want to call me anytime for what?
Can we call you anytime if you have concerns to your
account? Yes, of course.
Okay. And do you have a logo?
No.
Okay. So if you don't have a logo yet, nothing to worry.
We actually have a logo, but we don't have it to give you, and it hasn't been put online yet.
Oh, okay. Just, let me see. If you can send us your picture of their logo, then that would be very helpful. We can use it for the marketing campaign.
Okay.
All right. And now you will see several important emails from us soon. First, your beauty keyword, Chris, the one that we just discussed earlier, and let us know if you want to add a request. Just reply to the message. And if you have the project photos, videos, or logo, you can send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images, so if your submissions are low-resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. Do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Sure.
Okay. And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and company progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates because your growth is monitored daily and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly through Local Splash, okay?
Okay.
All right. And, of course, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, let me see. Okay, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. So 3 weeks from now, that's going to be on the 23rd of March. Are you okay with that, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
No, that's fine.
Okay, do you want to do it at the same time that we started the client interview, or do you have any other time that you want to set it up?
No, 1:30 is a good time.
Okay. Anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me just add that here. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, as I had mentioned earlier, Sandy, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you'll be able to answer in your first call, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it, okay?
Okay.
And actually, I just let my team know, we actually set up your call tracking with the number 5534 earlier, and since you mentioned that it will be set up with a different number, the one that ends with 6257, our team is still working on that, okay? So if I will do a test call now, it might fall to the 5534, but don't worry, we are updating it here on our end, okay?
Okay.
All right. And this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time, you both. I really appreciate your time here. And do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
No. Where's my dashboard? How do I go to my dashboard?
Good question. So I sent you an email, Sandy. Let me see. Oh, I think it was Matt that sent you the email. He sent it last 25th of February that says, welcome to Local Splash. I'll just resend it for you, so it will be on the top
February
of the email.
25th, okay, let me see here.
Or let me know if you want
to see. Oh, yes, welcome to Local Splash, okay.
Gotcha. So when you tap on the email, there's a link, right? And there's your username and password. So just tap on the link, and you can have your username, which is usually your phone number, and the password, and you can see your dashboard.
Okay.
That is where you will see the progress of your account. For now, you will see it there because we haven't done setting up your account. So once it's done, you will see the updates and the details on that. And you can always upload photos anytime that you desire, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away so we can adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. That's Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back because we are here to help. If we can't answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your email and text for status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again, Sandy and Chris, for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward to helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
No.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, you both. I'm going to do a test call after we end this call. But again, if it's not going to fall to the correct number, we will update it here in our end, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Sandy. Enjoy the rest of the day, and bye-bye for now.
Thank you. Bye.